I got to give you credit, though. I don't think I would have admitted it on the air that I greased you on the bad gun. I think I would have gone to my grave with that. So
I was going to, but I just, it was chewing at me all day. I'm like, I gave this guy a 20-yard wrong yardage, and he just, like if you had a skanked one, or like, but you hit a pure shot, and it was 20 yards long, and it was my fault, and I couldn't tell you, because I knew you would have gave me the runaround, and I didn't want to hear it, and I had to tell you, though.
Well, that's good. You're a big man. You gave him $200, and then you gave him the wrong read on your gun.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah. If you told me then, I would have dropped another ball without asking and hit it again. I mean, I can tell you that right now. So I think it was the right play to tell me later. I appreciate it. I know that now. I'll give myself a par. Retroactive, so actually I shot an 81 earlier today. We got a guy on the line here who's been behind the bench in the NHL for almost 20 years, and everywhere he goes to a cup final. He won one in Carolina, went to a cup final in Philly, cup final in Nashville, and now he's the new head coach down in Washington with the Capitals. Here's Peter Laviolette. How you doing, Peter?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you?
We're doing very well. Like I said,
O-Dog's not sandbagging you on the golf course, is he?
Has he done that to you before?
I'll tell you what, Navi.
No, he hasn't, but I've heard stories.
I have to tell you, Lavi, I did work out before I went to play golf, okay, buddy? So that's
there you go.
Things haven't changed. Like, I'm still a workout freak.
I bet you ripped it long and straight.
That's right, buddy.
Yep, he played well. So the legend of the O-Dog sandbagging people. You've heard of that, Peter?
Well, some guys are just such good golfers. What's your handicap, Paul?
Probably one or two. Maybe it was three today. I mean,
there's some good golfers, like Ray Whitney was in Carolina there after you were there. Like he's a great golfer. I played around with Ronnie Wilson one time, and he shot like 7 under par. I'm like, I shot like 17 over par. I'm like, damn.
So. Well, what's the mentality in the NHL like when you're in a place like Carolina, where Pinehurst is pretty close? There's some great courses around. Are you ever wondering what your players are doing, game days, or do you just have to kind of trust it and let it go?
I hope O wasn't playing on game days.
No, that's a stoop. I apologize. That was an idiotic question. Maybe off days, possibly, but never on a game day.
So, it's good. I don't play much anymore. I mean, it's hard. I don't play at all in the season. Like, I just can't focus. I can't even do tournaments, they do the charity stuff, and I get out there, and I'm so flustered and frustrated with training camp coming up. I can't, relax and think about it and play golf. I usually play my best, after a season ends, and, you have 3 months before anything goes. And my claim to fame this summer is my boys are now 22 and 21, and they were on me all summer down in Florida. And Florida's it's 100 degrees, and the humidity is thick. And I'm like, do you guys really want to go play golf today? And so let's go. So they're going all the time. And I said, okay, let's go. And so I took them out, and I ended up winning the first time. And so I shot my mouth off a little bit. And then they wanted to get me back out there. So I took them out again, and I beat them again. And I'm like, that's it. Don't ask me anymore. If you can't beat me, don't ask me.
Yep, that's the ultimate mic drop.
I've been running my mouth all summer about it.
That's the play. That's the play with Peter Laviolette from the Washington Capitals. So with that mentality that you just referenced, you're not going to be coaching a game. We don't know when they're going to play again. It may be December, maybe January, maybe Feb, who knows. But when you get behind a new bench like this with the cast of characters that you're going to have, are you already in coaching mode? Are you watching tape? Are you calling players? How do you handle the first couple of days on the gig?
So a little bit of all of that, really. Obviously it's busy right now, just with the just getting through the media and the hype of taking on a new job. And we're really, me and my whole family, my boys, my wife, my daughter, we're thrilled about going to Washington and being able to work for a team like this, and great ownership and management. The players have proven they can be successful in the regular season, and a couple of years ago hoisted the cup, so they've also had some playoff success as well. So to get an opportunity to work for a team like this is really exciting for me. But it's you know, probably a little bit of both. I just started reaching out. I just texted the coaches, told them I'd be in touch in a day, and talked to old Alex this morning, and just had a good conversation with him for about 30 minutes, and really just getting my feet under me. I did watch some of the playoffs and what went on, and just going backwards on that, and just looking for when do finally come, and I don't have the answer to that yet either. I don't think anybody does. I think everybody will just be excited just to take that next step forward and get back on the ice and try to win some hockey games and get to the playoffs and see if we can't push ourselves up the ladder.
Dave Poulin yesterday was mentioning the coach's bump when a new guy comes on the scene. Lavi, yeah. What is key for you to make that happen? Obviously, it gets the players' attention when a new coach comes in because there's been some lack of success that they've gone through for you to ultimately right. get there. But what's key for you as soon as you meet the guys, first meeting in the locker room, to kind of make that happen?
Right. Well, I think from a player standpoint, like you think about, you know, Washington and where they're at, like they were able to experience ultimate success a couple years ago, and so you get a chance to taste that and be a part of that. And at that point, you'll do anything to get back to it. And so it's just gotten, you know, the playoff part of it has just gotten away from them for the last couple years. So right away, you have guys that are, I think, attentive and listening and want to go back there. From a coaching standpoint, you know, I've kind of worded it a couple times. It's almost like you can go in with your gun fully loaded. And for whatever that means, whether it's motivation or whether it's systems or whether it's identity or whether it's accountability or, you know, working one-on-one players with players, everything's fresh. And so, you know, over time, you go 6 years, you go 8 years on the job, you start to wear down those paths a little bit. And so I think the opportunity to go in there when it's fresh for me and fresh for the players, that's a great opportunity to strike. So, you know, it's worked in the past for me, and that's why I'm excited about this opportunity here.
Lavi, have you had to adapt your coaching style as, I guess, the league has trended younger? Athletes are different nowadays, too. They want more information. To me, they want to be involved in the everyday, day-to-day process where, you know, when O and I were playing, it was kind of just you did what the coach said, and that was it.
Right.
You know, the game has changed now. Have you had to adapt your coaching style?
I think everybody has had to, you know, adapt on how you handle players, how you communicate with players. And, you know, I think every coach is different. Like, I was never, you know, like that. Like, it was just a complete iron fist. I do think that you need to have a relationship with the players. I mean, you need to be honest. You need to tell them what you're seeing and what you're thinking. But for the most part, I think being honest is always got to be, has to be there 15, 20 years ago, has to be there today. And so I think that the communication might be a little bit different with the players. Certainly the technology, the systems, the ways of teaching, the development of skill, the development physically, the development mentally, all of this seems to get emphasized, you know, certainly more in the last decade than it was 20 years ago. And I think that's just the evolution and the change of the game. Systems change all the time. And you're right, the speed of the young players now coming into the game, all of that is, you know, you've got to be on top of what you're doing and how you're coaching it and how you're coaching against it. So really a lot of that comes in. I think is from a coaching standpoint, for me, you know, just I think you get an opportunity to learn every time you're around somebody, whether it's a player who has insight, because oftentimes you'll talk to players about what they're seeing. You have a power play meeting, you want the power play guys giving some feedback, you know, to what's going on, or systems. You tried something and you want to look at it. But anytime you're around new coaches, like I'm going to get an opportunity to work with some new coaches. Not only will, you know, they learn from what I have to say, I'm always with my ears open and my eyes open, just listening to what they're saying, because so many people are just well-schooled in what they're doing, and their thoughts might be a little bit different than yours. And I remember when Phil Housley left and he went to be the head coach in Buffalo, we were looking for a coach, and the first thing I said to David Poile is, I want, you know, Kevin McCarthy was an older coach. I'm getting, like you said, 20 years, I'm getting to be an older coach. I wanted somebody young. I wanted somebody that was smarter than me, that worked harder than me, that knew different drills, that knew different systems, that was better with technology. Like, I wanted to learn and become better still myself. because it's always changing. So, you know, we went and hired a guy like Dan Muse, who's now the head coach of the National Development Program for the U.S. Great young coach, and it was awesome working with him. So I think you're constantly learning.
Well, you want to get really crazy, take Ovechkin off the half wall on the power play, and you'll be loved around the league. You know, I got to think that's probably going to stick around, right? It's worked for about 15 years, him clapping one-timers.
Yeah, he seems to have a pretty good handle on that, so probably not looking too much there. Don't want to reinvent the wheel right there.
Right, exactly. But, you know, because you've been in the league for as long as you have been, you've had the chance to coach some great, great players, but I think we on this show think Ovi's already cracked the top 10 all time. If he's not, he's right there. And he might be the greatest goal scorer of all time. So yeah. Do you salivate over that opportunity? How do you approach coaching Alex Ovechkin in particular?
I'm excited about it. You're right. You're getting one of the best goal scorers to ever play the game. And, just a conversation with him this morning was really good. I think the thing that was out of it most is that, you know, when we were in Carolina, he was just coming in as a rookie in his first years with Washington. And so when I was a young coach, you know, he was a young player, and I've coached against him so many times, and he's played against so many of the teams that I've coached. It was almost like we finally get to work together, and that's pretty cool. So it was just great talking to him this morning, and you can just tell that he's hungry. Like I think that all players want to win, they want to be great, and they want to be successful. And then when you taste the cup and you actually get your hands on it, you do anything to do it again. And so, you know, it could be a great situation right here where he's the leader of this team and he's one of the elite players that there are in the world. A great opportunity for a guy like me to go in and try and work with him as well.
Yep, you got yourself a great team you're walking into for sure. And congratulations on the new job and good luck with it moving forward. We really appreciate you taking time. Thank you very much.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
There's Peter Laviolette, new head coach down in Washington.
Imagine he just said, Ovi, you're the net front presence. Can you imagine? You want to talk about losing a room? Like, he just, big chalkboard, and an eight in front of the net, and he says, I don't want you to go anywhere. Yeah. You screen and take away the goalie's eyes, Ovi.
Yeah,
I think that would be game. That would be curtains right there.
Yeah,
curtains.
That honestly might be a fireable offense immediately.
I think Ovi walks out of the room with his skates on and up to McClellan's office and says, we have a serious, serious problem.
Yeah. You got to understand something here, Lavi. I'm standing right here, like right here. Here, you follow me. Come over here. Yeah. I need to put a little X on the ice. That's where I stand. And what did Khudobin say? We're not going home. I'm not leaving. Yeah. I'm not leaving that spot.
Not going home!
Yeah, I think that's probably a day one. That probably happened during the conversation today, if it had to at all. You know, welcome aboard. Great to have you. But half wall, power play, number eight. You just take it from there.
He just sent him a text with a picture of himself standing right in that spot going, that's where I stand on the power play. Let me know, and I'll take 18 to 20 minutes a night, and let me know. We'll be fine.
We'll take it from here.